A broadcaster known in Northeast Louisiana as the Jewel of the Dial has died.
I was a good morning to all my beloved Christian friends. Sit back and relax for 2 hours. Read your morning word, drink a hot coffee, along with Miss Amitati Dispatch, and enjoy the best gospel that the Jewel of the Dial gonna bring to you this morning.
Her name was Pearlie Tolliver, and she died yesterday of a heart attack. She never revealed her age to the public, but she was in her 80s. For more than 30 years, she brought gospel music and handmade commercials to an audience in Monroe, Louisiana. Here's her pitch for a local bail bondsman.
Fred, have you been in trouble all night long? Are you sitting in jail now? Have you robbed a convenient grocery store? Have you murdered somebody? Well, don't feel bad. AMCO said no bond is too large or too small for him to handle. So if he was a murderer, go ahead on, give up. AMCO bail and bond on duty 24 hours. Why not check it out and lock it in?
Almost makes you miss commercials, doesn't it? Mike Lester is the director of the Louisiana Folklife Festival and a good friend of Pearlie Tolliver. He joins us now from Monroe, Louisiana. Tell me about Ms. Tolliver, and was she broadcasting right to the end?
She was. She missed last week's program. She had taken a fall, and her lip was swollen, and so she wasn't able to speak. And I filled in for her last week, but told her she needed to be sure and be there for this week's program.
Do you write commercials like that one that we just heard?
I do my best.
I got it. That really was her signature, though, these spots that she would drive.
It was, and she did it with great empathy. You heard the bail bond commercial there. You know, she put herself mentally in the place of the person who needed a bail bond.
Did she have a big following around Monroe?
She did, and well beyond Monroe as well.
And the commercials came fairly cheap, I gather.
They did. They were $15 a spot, and that got you two slots in a two-hour program. So we would do the first hour, and she would do all the spots, and then we'd come to the second hour, and we'd do them all again.
Well, I assume it's going to be quite an event for Monroe, her funeral, I should think.
It is. You know, I'm working on some tributes this weekend's Louisiana Folklife Festival. And in her time slot on the local station on Sunday morning, I'm working with another area gospel singer to put together a special tribute. And people like Barsha Ball and the filmmaker Robert Muggy are sending me their remembrances, and we're going to put those on the air and fill her slot on Sunday morning.
Well, Mr. Lester, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Mike Lester, who is director of the Louisiana Folklife Festival. We've been talking about his friend, the late Pearlie Tolliver, Jewel of the Dial.
Had you been up all night long, suffering with old Arthur Riley, rheumatism? Don't suffer no more, because I want you to know, my Christian friend, they have found a solution. Well, Miss Tolliver, what is the solution? Captain UTRI, the best Arthur Riley medicine. Why not check it out and lock it in?
Pearlie Tolliver, who died Monday. We heard her on the air as captured in the film Rhythm and Bayous, a road map to Louisiana music by Robert Muggy.